Yeah, so if you weren't authenticated through IP address with All-Star, like if All-Star would get into the 21st century and not authenticate through IP addresses, you would fail over right away because it would be some kind of secure connection or whatever. But the way they do it is you're registered with the All-Star server, the directory server, with whatever IP address you're using. You still have a node password and all that stuff, but you register with All-Star. All-Star accepts your registration, then it records your IP address, and then it's got to propagate to everybody's node. So everybody's node's got to call home, get the new IP address, and then they will accept your node as being from that IP address as being allowed. If your IP address stays the old way, to the old one, to some, it'll just keep on say, I don't know this. This is an unknown IP address, right? So, but after about 5 minutes, the reason why I say 5 minutes, after about 5 minutes, it gets propagated to everybody, and then you are accepted in the All-Star network. Now they've done things to make it go faster, like they've introduced like a DNS lookup, which works a lot faster, but it doesn't always work. So that's why I always say 5 minutes. Like when I'm in the car, I give you an example. When I'm in the car, if I'm using my M1KE, if my IP address changes because I go to a different cell tower, I can't connect any All-Star nodes for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.